Bravo Brazos Valley, and a great event is coming up. I think this will be the second annual year that it's really been here in Bryan College Station, and it's Lemonade Day. And it's more than just selling lemonade. It's so much more because of the opportunity that it gives kids in the Brazos Valley. And James Lancaster and Ken Fogle are here to talk about that. And James, I'll let you just tell people a little bit about the origination of Lemonade Day and sort of how it came here to the Brazos Valley, the success of it last year, and sort of this second year of it going on. Talk about it.
Okay, well, Lemonade Day is a program started in Houston several years ago, and several business leaders and representatives in the community here had talked about bringing it to Bryan College Station, led by Lene Huebner 2 years ago, and got several business people together saying, wouldn't it be great if kids had a chance to understand business at a young age and learn all about what we do in the business community, learn how to run a business, and take pride and have lessons learned about how they can empower their own life. By creating their own job is kind of where the excitement came out for us.
And last year it was a big success, I know. I don't know how many stands did y'all have up last year?
We had, last year we excited, we had, actually 1,437 kids, I believe. But we had a great number of kids. It was a really fun day on May 1st last year of driving around and visiting stands and buying a lot of lemonade. I'll be honest, by the end of that day I was really sick of lemonade. But I had some really, really exciting, fun conversation with the kids about what they learned in running their businesses, how they set their prices, how they picked their location, and how even they hired employees or had volunteers as friends help them run their business.
Ken Fogle with Atmos Energy, I know that you all are one of the sponsors of this, and both you and James, your children were involved in this last year. Talk about it from the businessman standpoint, because you all support this, because it's never really too early for a young person to learn about business, how to make money, how to be responsible with money, what it takes to set up a business, and they learn all of these things. That's what Lemonade Day is all about.
That's right. You know, at Atmos Energy, I think one of the ways that we like to invest in the community is through education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Lemonade Day, it really is you're able to take a lot of the stuff you learn in the classroom as well as creative skills, and you can take that out and put it to work and actually make a profit. And it's also does a lot of good in the community. I mean, in addition to that, it's just like James was saying, it's a way to start that entrepreneurial spirit at a really early age, and we think that's great.
Some of these kids really get into it. I mean, they've already started on their stands of constructing them, sort of getting a business model, if you will, for this. And this is, again, what it's all about. So kids really get into this, don't they?
They really do. It was amazing last year. You know, I saw in the newspaper, I was at my son's stand, so uh-huh. I couldn't get around like James did. But you look at the newspaper, the pictures, and it was amazing. Some of the creative stands these kids put together. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a card table and a pitcher of lemonade. That's kind of what I did, but
right.
It's amazing what these kids are doing to kind of promote their business these days.
Again, Lemonade Day is May the 6th, and there's a lot of events that are leading up to that, places that you can register. James Lancaster and Ken Fogle are going to be back later next week to talk more about it as we get closer to the event, but you can go online and find out all you need to know. The website is lemonadedaybcs.org. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.